Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup in the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the Mighty 1090 studios with Robbie Gant from Shimano, talking Fred Hall, talking the introduction of the new Tranx 300 and 400. It's on.
Yeah, it is. It's so cool, man. I'm stoked on the new reel. They look so
good. They're awesome. Yes, and Robbie just showed us how to open the variable brake system on the side. So easy.
So easy.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool. New design, different than the 500.
Yeah. It's got a little locking mechanism there. You unlock it. Side plate twists off. There's your VBS.
Yeah.
Good to go.
Awesome. Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah. Wait till you see them. And you'll see them at Fred Hall Long Beach.
Coming up.
For the March 1st. First time.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we're just having a great show. Great times. Great information. If you want to join us, there's two ways you can do it. It's been a very busy morning already this morning. Every single phone line is packed up, but we got another full hour to take your calls. 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090, or you can call us toll free. That one's 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Not only are we taking your phone calls, tons of great information, also giving away such a killer prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's a brand new Terramar X80 MH rod. Fantastic new rod from Shimano, and you going out to the show and bought yourself a brand new Tranx 300, that'd be the perfect rod to throw it on.
There you
too.
Go.
Yeah, very, very
there
cool prize.
Is.
In addition to that great rod, we're also giving away two tickets to the Fred Hall Long Beach Show, March 1st through the 5th at the Long Beach Convention Center. A couple of great prizes for one lucky caller. And again, having a great time and talking some great information.
You betcha. Let's go ahead and jump into the catch report.
You got it. Today it's sponsored by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products that work. If you want to end connection failures, you need to get the Sato Crimp Kit. It's a must-have piece of gear for your trip to help you catch everything from school-size tuna to record-size tuna. With brass crimps and other features, it's better than ever. It's the favorite connection method for the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and most of the other top boats. If you haven't already, you should make it your preferred connection from Spectra to Mono or to fluorocarbon. You can get it at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle or at SatoCrimpAndWinder.com. And when you want to know why those kits work so good and so flawless, it's because Gary Sato goes all the time. Because during the break just now, he sent me a text message. Hey, man, I'm going on the Royal Star on a long-range trip. You know, you need anything from Sato, let us know. And that's why those things work so good, because Gary goes all
Gary
the time.
Gary is the man.
He is.
He's Gary Big Fish Sato.
He knows what it takes to make that kind of stuff happen. So very, very cool. Just the cleanest connection from Spectra you could get on your heavy line. Hey, let's jump into the phones and start it off that catch report with the man, our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, has got that fishdope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning,
Robbie.
Mark.
Morning.
Well, I think that the highlight of this week's fish report has to be yesterday's weather report, because I don't know if you guys got it down there, but, man, that was really something up
there. Well,
here.
If you call 61 miles an hour clock-ed winds in Point Loma and Imperial Beach, not much.
Go.
That's not much. Yeah,
I don't think so. Yeah, it gusted 60 at Catalina when that squall line was going through. I was driving up from Newport Beach trying to look out at the ocean. Couldn't even see the ocean. It was raining so hard, but, oh, my God. But that's about as rough as I've ever seen it on the beach here. But between the massive runoff from the rain, the big swell, our inshore conditions are an absolute total mess, as you might expect, and they're going to be that way for a while. Unfortunately, the swell's going to be around. We got more rain coming here. So, you know, I think those bass and sculpin are just going to get a break here for a little bit. But this is the time of year that anticipation and speculation is running rampant, of course. You know, it's getting closer to Fred Hall, which typically kicks off our sea bass season. And sea bass season is typically tied to the squid situation. And right now, that squid situation is not too good. I had the opportunity to talk to one of my friends. He's got his light boat hauled out in Sunset Aquatic where I was working here this week. And had a nice visit with him and, you know, kind of getting the update on the squid situation. And overall, man, there's just a little dab at Catalina out in the deck. Deep water backside east and a little dab on the front side of Clemente, but just very, very little bait around right now. And that without the bait, you know, we typically don't see too much of the influx of early season sea bass. So I guess that's going to be on hold. Lots of red crabs up at Santa Barbara Island for whatever that's worth, though. But with the way everybody's focused on the bluefin here, you know, because the rumors floating around and stories floating around, you know, it looks like that might be the new sea bass for this time of year. Everybody's kind of keying in on that. You know, it's nice that XL got that 100-pounder coming home. That was an interesting little tidbit. There's been a couple commercial catches of that same grade of fish. So those good ones have not gone too far, and rumors have it they're trending this way. So it looks like our early season's going to get really interesting really quick. So you better get those two-speed talkas tuned up, guys.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Time to tune up and get ready because, you know, this is just a little weather going through. It's all done now, right?
Oh, God.
We've had enough weather.
I'm over it.
It's time. I've had my fill of weather. Holy cow.
I missed the last couple of years when it was just summer in the wintertime. I like that. Let's go back to that.
You know, Mark, you know when it's going to be perfect weather and the fish are biting?
I do, without question.
March 1st through the 5th.
No doubt.
It'll be wide open. You betcha.
Black common sea bass.
Actually, the long-range forecast is for the opposite. The floodgates are currently projected to remain open. So I hope
nice.
They're wrong.
Yeah, I hope they're wrong, too. Well, fishdope.com, I know Danny always keeps current on everything, and when we did have a couple of nice days of weather, you get out there, you know where the fish are, he puts you on it, because guys like Mark Wish fill him in and tell him where to go and what to do, and $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com right now. Use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is the code for fishdope.com. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger, and the phone number is 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com, Facebook's Pacific Edge Tackle, and I'll be putting up some pictures of the new bait tanks for the bow of the Bad Company Triple XL.
Wow.
Sweet,
144. Yeah,
cool.
We just finished them.
So nice. I bet those are cool.
Hey, Robbie, I had a chance to look at those 300s and 400s Alex brought them by last week, and, man, that stuff is looking good, man.
They're nice, aren't they?
Cool.
Yes, they are. Can't wait to go catch some stuff.
Me too.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Mark,
thanks a lot
for that. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Yeah, you got it. We'll see you guys.
All right,
let's head on down to San Diego over to C4 Sport Fishing. Marcos, all the boats stay attached to the dock last night?
Yeah, we took a quick look. Looks like everyone's there.
Yeah, good enough.
That's a great start to the day. And honestly, looking where I am right now, I mean, if someone came down and said, why aren't you fishing, I wouldn't have much to say because it's beautiful where we are, not a lick of wind, but not very nice out on the water from everything I've heard. So
I would imagine the front end of Mission Bay is breaking all the way across this morning.
I brought my pillow and blanket this morning.
Other than that, it's fine.
If you want to fish in the bay, but unfortunately that did result in a slow week. One thing, we did get to San Diego twice since I last talked to you. Saw one yellowtail over the weekend there, very good bottom fishing, the rockfish and the reds there. Same thing on Wednesday, they got out, very good bottom fishing. Saw some yellowtail, not a lot of bites there on those yellowtail. Half they got out a few times. I know that a couple times during the week that they said they saw a lot of life. Those yellowtail are there. It's just Mother Nature's not cooperating with us right now. But once this blows through, everything will be back to normal. Have those half days running daily, those three-quarter days currently online every day as long as we get enough people. Weekend trips, we have some day-and-a-halfs going out. So hopefully next week we'll have a little better report for you. But definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Our full schedule up there, like I said, all those half days, three-quarter days, day-and-a-halfs on the weekend. The Tribute has one coming up next weekend. If you want to take family out to go whale watching, or if you're just tired of fishing, you want to go whale watching, we got those also. Seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Or come down and visit us in person.
Only good opportunities to go. And like you say, as soon as we get through this little bit of weather, we got plenty of fishing in front of us.
You betcha. All right. Appreciate that, Marcos. In the meantime, just go get a Rock Cod Rick breakfast burrito and call it good today, right?
That's not a bad idea. I might just do that.
I might just do that too, man. I'll see you after the show. That sounds like a good plan.
All right. Thanks, Marcos. Talk to you next week. Appreciate that. All right, Sport Fishing Financial, Rick Jensen's on the line with our Northern Baja report. What's up, Rick?
Oh, not much. Good morning, guys, and good morning, Robbie. We haven't met in person, but I have met the Trinx 500.
Perfect.
And you guys were talking about, you know, the right tool for the right job, and my son and I, our favorite fish to target is up in the Midrift Islands in the middle Sea of Cortez there for the Cabrilla, and we've experimented with a variety of different surface lures. And, you know, we've kind of gotten up to the heavy line and the surface lure, and the only tool that really worked for us of the reel was the Trinx 500. But after, you know, multiple, maybe 500 casts, maybe even more per day, a little lighter reel that'll do the same thing is going to be something we're going to have to put in the arsenal there.
Yeah, the 3 and the 400.
Dope.
You got it now.
You're going to be blown away, Rick. It's so awesome.
Well, also, I wanted to throw a shout-out to CCA. I forgot to mention last week, but that the prior week, I went on a little field trip up to one of the Orange County high schools at Edison High School and saw their fantastic lab and how the Hubs Research Department was there, and CCA support was getting the white sea bass in the hands of the students. They were weighing, measuring, setting them for grow out, and learning about how to be a part of our white sea bass sustainable fishery, and it was really pretty impressive. I was happy to see that, and also excited that we're really moving forward with bringing the Dana Point tanks, our grow out pens, back online. We had the guys from Hubs out there do a little inspection, and moving ahead with revamping those, and hope to get 5,000 fish in there for a grow out for this season right away.
Excellent. So excellent.
As far as the fishing goes, down in Mag Bay, the fishing for the usual species in the bay continues to be decent. The whales are in there. People checking that out are having a good time. Up at Mulegé, Bahia Concepcion, the weather's been nice most of the week. A couple broomtail reported. Fishing for both yellowtail and snapper was on the slower side. Nathan at Playa Ventura managed a couple while he was out spear fishing, so the fish are around, just a little slower bite there. In a couple weeks, they're going to have a big yellowtail tournament down there, so if you're interested in that, let me know, and I can get you the details. A big report that I noticed, I took a look at Gary Graham's Baja Bites report, and it looks like Guadalupe is a 12-month-a-year fishing destination, and they're managing the big yellows out there, a couple of yellowfin in the 70-pound range. And you know, we were talking earlier, you were talking about being so fortunate with the weather and the bait, and to have a fishery like that within 200 miles that's so beautiful and so prehistoric and geographically different, and have 70-pound yellowfin tuna there probably year-round anymore. It's just a great opportunity to get out there. So if you have a chance at the upcoming shows to book with one of the boats that's fortunate enough to have a permit to get out there, get out there. I know, Pete, you're getting out there, and we've got a group heading out there, and that can't come soon enough.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man, no doubt. And, of course, always a good time to be aware of your financial situation, especially in today's times. Take advantage of whatever you can to build your capital. And Rick Jensen at Sport Fishing Financial, that's what you do, right?
Grow it, save it, build it, preserve it, whatever you want to do. We've been doing this for a while, and we look forward to talking to anybody that wants to talk fishing and finances to come and see us at the upcoming shows or visit us at our office.
All right. How do we get a hold of you, Rick?
On the phone line at 949-481-1807 and at the website sportfishingfinancial.com.
All right. Appreciate that, Rick, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, guys. Take care.
All right. Very good. Well, that's our catch report today.
All right. It's going to wrap it up again. Sponsored in part by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing. They have a complete saltwater tackle shop, a full deli. They offer Mexican and California licenses. They do trips and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, you've got to check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day in the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Long Tramp in Mission Bay. And East County Bait and Tackle, they're at the end of the 67 freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside. Check out danalanding.com for more information.
Great people over there at Dana Landing. Good. Go have a sandwich over there, or a breakfast sandwich. Listen to the show. I know they John always has it on in the shop there, so
yep.
You can go down there, hang out, have a little breakfast, and listen to Let's Talk Hookup while you're waiting there on Saturday and Sunday.
ECBT2 is the place that totally got us at dialed in for our trip to El Salto that we did with Cash Tours. Like, all of our gear that we did came from them. They had, like, packages put together for all of us that went on the trip at, like, different levels of how much gear you wanted to bring. And all, they did all the research on the hot stuff, and everything we got was just dialed. Like, everybody took
the right stuff.
They took really good care of us. And they were telling us, too, about their live bait operation, how how they've changed it, knowing what they know about bait from the saltwater and applied that to their freshwater tanks. And I guess that's like the word in the freshwater scene is that the bait that those guys offer is so much better than the other places you can buy live bait because of how it's handled and kept. And they built special tanks just for keeping their live bait there.
They got to dial.
Yeah, they do. Exactly. Yeah, they got to dial. Sure. That's the way to put it.
Hey, if you want to check out the new Tranx 400, we have a picture on our Instagram and our Facebook. It's posted right now. Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show on Instagram or Facebook. Or you can link it all through our website, hookup1090.com. On the top right corner, you'll see links to Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, friend us on all of those, like us on those, and you'll be able to see Robbie and Rick and I holding the new Tranx right here in the Mighty 1090 studio this morning. So check that out. Just posted that picture.
All good. Well, hey, let's jump right back into the phones and talk to Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Good morning, Don. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Robbie, it's always a pleasure talking to you about Shimano gear. Just, I love all of my Talikas. They're amazing, and they really outperformed everything around on the boat when we were at Guadalupe this last year. So my question is kind of taken off on Matt's question a little bit more about the rail rod. Can you compare and contrast that 76XH Terramar you mentioned versus the XH rail rod, what the applications would be for each one of those rods?
Yeah, the Terramar, I'm currently using that with my Talica 16, so I've got 80 Max Quattro to a 60 top shot, so that's my 60-pound. And then that XH rail rod, I mean, that's a true rail rod, so I'm using either a 20 or a 25, depending on, I guess, where I'm going or where you're going long-range fishing and just stepping it up a notch. So the rail is, you know, the rail rod is a true rail rod. It's a big gun, you know, 80, 100-pound class, you know, rod, where that Terramar is more of your local bluefin. Probably would be great also at Guadalupe for, you know, some of that 100-pound class stuff. So whatever you'd want to use for 60-pound, that's the rod I've been using for basically like the past year, and I've been really impressed with that 76XH Terramar with the TAC 16. It's just a perfect combo.
All right, very good. That's and it's super lightweight too.
Yeah, right. The whole idea, you got the lightweight reel, you got a lightweight rod, and you can put heavy string and catch big fish.
Can you use that rod on the rail?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's you can use almost any rod, you know, on the rail, but the rail rod, like, you know, Ricky was talking about, I mean, we made special custom designs, you know, to that foregrip to where it would help you, you know, on the long range boat where you can utilize the rail better. Versus the Terramar is more, you know, Southern California,
West Coast,
skiff
fast
kind of, you know, so it's your kind of your more traditional foregrip and lengths and what have you.
So even though the Terramar X76XH is an XH, it's not as heavy as the XH rail rod.
Yeah. Really hard to explain how all that stuff works, because realistically the Terramar series is an inshore rod,
inshore,
so
yeah.
You can only use so many, you know, acronyms, whatever, so you're medium light, medium heavy, so you kind of got to just make it work. And then we had to do the same thing too in Therese, so we had like the H where it stopped normally, so the next one is XH and then double X and triple X, so on and so forth. So
gotcha.
The different series, well, it'll say medium heavy, they're built for different you know, inshore versus offshore, so you can't say that an XH in Therese is the same as an XH in Terramar, which would be the same in Talus, right?
M's and H's totally and X's don't necessarily all apply. Everything's different for per different series of line.
Yes, of rod.
Very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Bart Hall, you got some event coming up here in the next week and a half or so?
Good morning, Pete and Rick and Robbie. Yeah,
hey,
I
Bart.
Got something going on,
yeah.
Yeah. A little thing going on down the road.
Yeah, it's called the Fred Hall Show starting March 1st, which is a week from Wednesday. Hard to believe that, right?
It is hard to believe that. But, you know, I'm sitting here enjoying the show as usual, and I started thinking, you know, you had Dave Pfeiffer on a few weeks ago, and here you have somebody who is a passionate and knowledgeable fisherman who's the president of a major fishing tackle company, and then you listen to Robbie here today, and you realize that everyone at Shimano is a passionate, knowledgeable fisherman, and then you listen to Robbie talk about how he works with Doug and Ricky to get to make our products here better. And we're just lucky, and I want to thank Robbie for all that Shimano does, and that's why there's a premier fishing tackle company in the world.
No, I want to thank you, Bart. What you guys did for me this year by moving my booth was was huge. I know that wasn't an easy task, but you guys made that flawless for us, and we really appreciate that.
Well, that's all thanks to Mike Loves Magic. And Mike texted me earlier. He wanted you to know that you're on the 1,000 row.
The 1,000. Perfect. There we go. Okay.
Yes,
thank you.
We don't give booth numbers, but there's row numbers. So Chimano's on the 1,000 row, very near Fisherman's Landing Tackle. So it'll be easy to find, and it's a great new location.
All right. And then basically kind of three different locations all in the same general area there.
Yep, yep.
Between Power Pro, Shimano, and then the Reels Techs.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then those Reel repair seminars we were talking about, Wednesday through Friday, they're 2, 4, and 7. Saturday, they're 11, 1, 4, and 7. Then Sunday, they're at 11, 1, and 3.
Wow.
So,
that's cool.
Yeah.
And that's something you sign popular. Up. Now, do you have to sign up for those, Bart?
Well, you have to ask Robbie that.
No,
just show down. First come, first serve.
Get there at those times, and we'll take care of you.
That's so cool.
All right, very good. So much going on, Bart. And, I mean, as I had lunch with Doug Kern yesterday, we were talking about all the preparation that they've been doing at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. And, of course, Doug will be our guest a week from today, the pre-show. And then, of course, a week from tomorrow, you will be on the phone, and John Ireland will be in the studio here with us for our annual pre-Fred Hall Long Beach show. It's just so much to talk about.
Well, it is, and 2 hours is never enough. We always come away going, my gosh, we missed this, we missed that. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it. And Mike Lum and I will be joining you on that Sunday.
Fantastic.
So, wait.
All right. Yeah. Well, very good, Bart.
One more thing I want to, before we go, don't forget, there's a special Shimano reel. Mike Lum had one of the prototype early Shimano reels, and there's a whole story connected with that Mike's going to talk about. A week from Sunday, but
not one of the reels, the reel.
And
yeah,
you need to go by the Let's Talk Hookup booth, and there's a whole story involved. But this is something really unique and exciting that we're doing for this year, and it involves Shimano directly.
Pretty cool.
I can't wait. That's
pretty
exciting.
Yeah, it's amazing. I've seen it. You've seen it.
Yep.
It's going to blow your mind.
Cool.
Yeah, for sure. So watch for that. Thanks, Bart. Appreciate the call this morning.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. The phones are packed, and we're going to be taking your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. And there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
It's time for our PowerPro 30-second seminar, and I tell you what, with PowerPro, what I like about it, it's the knot strength. You tie a knot with Power Pro, whether it be a John Collins knot, an Albright knot, back-to-back uni, they hold and work with Power Pro.
Yeah, the line is just not stiff. It's the perfect amount of round. It has good abrasion resistance, and it's just easier for connections than other types of line out there.
Indeed. Power Pro at your favorite tackle store, or check out powerpro.com.
Showtime is the best time to buy your next boat, and Inland Boat Center is ready to put you into the right boat today. They've been around 36 years and have something for everyone. Inland Boat Center has the perfect saltwater fishing boats made by Arima and Defiance. If you purchase a boat during Showtime, there will be factory incentives. In fact, all new Defiance and Arima boats are eligible for a free electronics package, as well as special financing towards the purchase of any new Defiance or Arima, making those payments very affordable. Please see sales personnel for details. In addition, get 2 years added to your factory warranty on Yamaha and Mercury outboards, plus Honda outboard incentives. So time to trade in that old boat at Inland Boat Center and get the Defiance or Arima boat you really want at a super showtime. deal from Inland Boat Center, 681 East San Jacinto in Paris. Check inlandboatcenter.com and come see them at the Fred Hall shows.
It's Fred Hall showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must-see this year, and the deals will be unmatched. Fisherman's Landing Tackle will have tons of new items, closeout deals, and all the great tried-and-true items you have come to expect, all with aggressive discounts or valuable free goods. If you are looking for great deals on rods, reels, blanks, line, jigs, clothing, rod belts, tackle boxes, hooks, rod parts, and more, you need to visit our greatest booth ever. Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must-see at this year's Fred Hall Show.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Kussler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Kussler Yachts. Mike Kussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Kussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Kussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Kona Kai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at KusslerYachts.com. That's K-U-S-L-E-R Yachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Indeed, talking about boats. You talk about boats, man. There are going to be a lot of boats at Fred Hall. And next Saturday, or excuse me, not next
tomorrow,
Saturday.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
right? Yeah.
Kevin Kelly from West Coast Marine is going to be here. The Parker dealer. Yeah, the man who sells the Parkers here in Southern California and the Yamaha outboards and all that. So that's tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Mr. Kevin Kelly, one of the nicest guys in the world, will be here in the studio talking Parker boats and... I think we're going to have Linwood Parker on the line, too.
Oh, how cool is that? Right on.
That. So stay tuned. Tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, tomorrow also is a big event up at the Malibu Fishing Tackle. The new owner up there who's taken over Malibu Fishing Tackle is also a big part of the Los Angeles Rod and Reel Club, and they have a estate sale of used fishing tackle tomorrow. It's kind of his grand opening, new ownership, and the estate sale for the Los Angeles Rod and Reel Club. It starts at 9:30 to 2, and it's at Malibu Fishing Tackle. That's in Thousand Oaks Boulevard in Thousand Oaks. So go check that out and get some good deals and make some money for a great organization. The LA Rod and Reel Club does a lot of good things for kids. So.
Save me the Teddy 45s. What's up?
Yeah. You can imagine. You better drive up there.
Set those aside for me.
Yeah, sure.
I'll be up after the show.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it, man. The phones are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Robbie. Why don't we now talk to Roy, who's called us from San Diego this morning. Good morning, Roy. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Roy.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing today?
What's up, Roy?
Great.
Hey, quick question. You guys have revamped and stuff, a lot of your smaller inshore, like bay-style rods and stuff like that. What's the difference between then and what it was, I guess, prior?
Yeah, well, I guess you're referring to the Terramar series, right? We're always looking at, you know, the newest of technologies. How do you make it lighter, stronger, better, more durable, faster actions, et cetera, kind of keeping up with the current trends. So that's kind of what you're getting from the, you know, the older model, which was still awesome, right, at the TC4 construction. Now we have our new construction. It's, you know, swing by the show, and I can show you all the differences there, but it's more of a feel thing, right? So it's a lighter rod, you know, different componentry, so those components get better. So just always trying to make the products better than what they used to be, and then at the same time, trying to keep the price around the same, because prices always, you know, they always go up, you know, when you're talking all the components. But, yeah, with the new Terramar rods, yeah, swing by the booth. You can go cast them in the casting pond at the Fred Hall show.
That's going to be cool.
Yeah, so, yeah, swing by the booth.
And cast the new tranks.
The new tranks will be, right, yeah, we strap right onto those. Yep.
That's cool. Yeah. The amazing thing that, and you guys at Shimano basically started that whole lightweight technology in the rods. Once you get used to using that lightweight technology, I can't go back. You know, I pick up a heavy rod now. It's like, you know, no, give me this one back.
Yeah, it's night and day, right? It's the years of, you know, a lot of the older guys that are listening to this, you know, show right now. You know, remember not too long ago when you were long range fishing, you're using Tiagras.
Yep.
Right, which are still staple reels that we have today, but they're trolling reels, right?
Yeah.
But can you imagine today holding an 80 wide on a long range boat and trying to fish that thing all day long?
Fly lining your sardine.
Oh, man.
With a 50 fly lining your we filled them all the time in the shop back in the day. Your fly line sardine outfit was a Tiagra 50 wide with 100 pound mono all the way through. Like, can you imagine putting a hook into that and then trying to make that bait swim? Like, that's how it was.
And it was like 5 pounds.
Yeah.
Right? The reels.
At least.
It's heavy, right? Yeah. So new technology, everything's like super light, and you've got the braided lines that, you know, reduces weight and everything else. So,
lighter,
stronger, better.
Stronger.
Yep.
Yeah. There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Next up, we're going to talk to Todd. He's calling us from San Diego this morning. Good morning, Todd. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hi, Todd.
Morning, fellas. Great show.
Thanks.
Thanks, Todd.
Hey, got a quick question for you. I'm looking for a setup to fish for some sheephead. I've been fishing for them for a while, and they have a pretty finesse bite. So I'm looking for a soft tip and some backbone and a reel to go with it. What do you think?
I'm guessing the Terramar 7-foot medium with the Torium 20.
Ooh,
I think would be a great... It's just a great bottom fishing outfit. You know, not just sheephead, but, you know, you can take that and go... catch rockfish, and then you can double that as your 20-25 pound bait outfit for fishing yellows or, you know, whatever offshore.
That's the beauty of exactly what you just said is, you know, not only is it going to be perfectly set up for what you're after as a bottom fishing outfit, but you're not, you know, you're not dedicating your money just to one little niche thing. You know, come summertime when you're fly lining and starting off a kelp patty, that's a perfect outfit.
You bet.
Great. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, Todd. Thanks for hanging in there. Appreciate the call this morning. You know, speaking of sheephead, the sheephead master, Gundy Gunderson, that guy's caught more sheephead than any of us dream about, that's for
sure.
Yes,
he has.
Yeah. They've put together a little benefit for Gundy, as a lot of you know from listening to this show, that Gundy lost his boat, his house, and almost all his possessions in a tragic fire. A few weeks ago, and Donna and the gang over at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing have put together a special benefit trip that's going to benefit Gundy and help him get back on his feet, he and his girlfriend. It's going to be next Friday, this coming Friday, the 24th, from 7 to 4 p.m. On the Sum Fun, and it's $60, limited to 45 people, and there's going to be a special raffle where I know a lot of us in the industry have donated a ton of product to help raise some money. There's going to be some really good raffle prizes in that thing. So if you want to go, we put a link on our Facebook page, or you just go to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, and there's a special link that you can actually book online to go on that. So if you go to our Facebook page, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show, just look for that link for the Gundy Gunderson benefit trip, or go to DanaWharfSportFishing.com. You can link that on the Let's Talk Hookup website and get on that trip this coming Friday, the 24th.
Good call. Hey, let's jump back into the phones. Harry in La Jolla, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Harry.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, Harry?
Rick, way back when the Wahoo were in the area, I came down to your shop and you set me up with a dedicated Wahoo rig with the rod, the reel, the line, the whole thing. With the possible anticipation of albacore maybe being in the area this year, I would like to come in again and have you set me up with an albacore setup. In anticipation of that, what would you suggest in terms of reel, rod, and terminal tackle?
Robbie?
Perfect one for Harry would be a bait runner. Actually, I think for albacore, right?
Yeah, don't
anchovies?
Laugh. Anchovies? Yeah, absolutely. We sold, when the rumor of, you know, albacore and the ant, well, not so much albacore, but the sardine run wasn't looking so good, and we're going to have anchovy, we sold a lot of spinning reels because guys know you know, that's sure. what you,
that is
what you need.
Yeah.
You know, combo wise, you know, for that, I'm a huge fan of the Trinidad 14.
No doubt about it.
And the 8-foot medium Terramar, I think would be the most, I mean, I've been waiting for albacore to come back for years, just like everybody else. And my 14s are probably one of my most favorite reels to fish, and they just kind of sit in the boat and never really get used because we don't have that.
It's all big fish.
It's all, yeah, it's all big fish. So that, yeah, a Trinidad 14, Terramar 80M would be the most dynamite albacore outfit out there.
Terramar 80M and a Trinidad 14.
Yes. Perfect.
Harry, yeah. We'll do the same thing we always do. We'll lay out all of the reels that make sense from Trinidads to small Talicas to even spinning, just like Pete said, and figure out what's best. That being said, there's no doubt a Trinidad 14. That is like, that reel was so made for what will be albacore fishing when it happens again. Fly lining a nice, can you imagine how nice it's going to be to fly line a Chovy with, you know, like 40-pound Super 8 slick and a piece of 20-pound on a Trinidad 14 and an 8-foot, you know, a nice 8-foot, like, say, medium light Terramar or Therese rod. Like, it's like it's almost like having the old-school Newell 220, but it free spools better. It's got stronger gears. It's got drags that don't have to be replaced after every other trip. And when you accidentally hook a bluefin, you're still in the driver's seat. That reel was just made for what we're going to be doing when that albacore and anchovy rolls back around. I can't wait.
Perfect. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Speaking of anchovy, I took field research over to the Coronado Islands this past Tuesday, and beautiful day on the water, and there was so much bait at North Island.
It was
anchovy because we caught a bunch of bonita. And there was a lot. There's quite a bit. Nice school of bonita there. And they were all coughing up this little anchovy. You know, just little two eyeballs in the wiggle, as they say. But nice to see that anchovy in there. And the water conditions are looking really nice there. 61 degrees over there. And starting to clean up. But you wait.
You mean all those same anchovy balls that held all that yellowtail and bluefin right outside the islands last year? That's a shame. That's a real bummer.
Yeah.
That's a bummer to hear.
That's what I'm saying.
That's great news,
man. Yeah, that, you know, there's a lot of bait there.
That's great.
And, I'm just saying, albacore, you kind of smirk a little bit. You go, albacore, are we going to ever see albacore again? You know.
It's going to, at some point, it's going.
It'll come back.
Not maybe, it will. Like, there will be a time when we catch that, whether it's this year, or next year, or 3 years from now. Who knows when it's going to happen? Yeah. It's going to happen, and I can't wait.
All the stars are going to be aligned for this year to do it. And, hey, we'll take bluefin tuna 100-pounder because there was a 100-pound bluefin tuna caught this week, too.
Yep.
To 145, 150 miles southwest of San Diego.
Yeah, somewhere outside of San Martin. There's 100-pound bluefins to be had.
Yeah. And guess what they're eating?
Same. Exactly.
Yeah.
Red crabs and anchovy balls. And you know what? That same condition is right off the coast here. It's just, trust me, I got no problem. I'll take a repeat of last year every year for the rest of my life. No problem.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Oh, yeah. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
Sounds good, man. Let's talk to Matt. He's calling us from Newport this morning. Hi, Matt. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, guys. In anticipation of Fred Hall, I broke up with my girlfriend before Valentine's Day to save up some money for the show.
That's a good move.
But my comment is about the Shimano Service Center in Irvine.
Yes.
It's just amazing. It's like this hidden gem. Sometimes they don't even charge you for servicing your reels. It's never crowded, and it's just the best place ever.
Yeah, thank you. We take a lot of pride in, you know, that customer service area that we have there. And anybody's welcome to go. You know, it's kind of normal business hours. I think 8 to 4. Drive into Shimano at One Holland Drive in Irvine, California, obviously. Go in there.
So user friendly.
Yeah, and the guys that we have that work the counter are not just great reel technicians; they're anglers, right? They're fishermen. They're passionate about fishing. You know, so you can have your reel fixed and then talk fish, right? I mean, it's like what we're doing right now. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's cool. Indeed.
And I'm with you. Like they do. We always joke they do an inappropriate. They do an inappropriately good job of servicing reels. Like, we see it in the tackle store all the time. They're the best. They are the best. We work with every manufacturer there is, period. Shimano service is the best. And even at times when things shouldn't be replaced or should cost more, we see it all the time. Oh, they make this happen. They make that happen. They're just they go overboard as far as taking care of the customer.
You bet. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Tom, who's calling from Temecula this morning. Hey, Tom, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Tom.
Morning, guys. Speaking of albacore, I do have a picture of one up on my wall here just as a reminder. So, anyway,
so you know if you catch one what it looked like.
It looks great, and it's a nice big one, and it has a feather hanging out of its mouth. So, anyway, Robbie, can you talk a little bit about how you guys have improved the finish of your reels, like, you know, going from the old, older style toriums to the new style with the HGs, and what type of finish are you putting on your newer reels to, you know, just improve? I've always been a fan of keeping my stuff pristine. And that's always been a big factor as far as what I buy, as far as reels go.
Yeah, that's a great question. The one thing that we, you know, well, first of all, salt water and metal don't mix, right? It just makes anything fall apart. And so our guys have become just magicians with different anodization processes. So it went from, you know, a metal reel, and then you anodize the metal reel, you know, to gold, right? We used to have all the gold reels because gold was the best anodization that we could put on a reel to help prevent corrosion and help keep the salt, you know, off the reel. So that was, you know, really cool technology then. And that's transformed into what we call EI surface treatment. So now it's an anodization plus a surface treatment that we put on the reel that acts as now like an outer shell, I guess. So, you know, your inner shell is your anodization, and you put the EI coating on the outside. So that's what all of our reels have now.
And EI doesn't wear off.
No, it does not wear off, and it'll last, you know, forever. And that's just another preventative to, you know, making sure that your reel lasts, you know, for a really, really, really long time.
I remember when you were testing Talica, and we'd go fishing and go to take a hose on them, and you go, no, don't wash them off,
yeah.
Don't wash them off, because you were testing the coatings.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's all part of the process, right? We try to break stuff before we give it out, you know, into the market, and make sure it goes through, you know, the rigors of everything. I mean, we put those reels in Texas for like a year,
Texas.
The salinity is awful, and we got some guides that fish literally every day, and we just said, you know, after each trip, when you get back to the dock, just do me a favor and dunk it in the water. And then put it back on the rack, and let's just see how long it takes for it to, you know, finally break down. And it really never did. I mean, obviously, the reel went bad because it was never, ever serviced and was submerged under salt water. But it was a test to, you know, to the frame itself. And it held up great. It's awesome technology.
Pretty amazing. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about we jump right back into him and talk to Bob? He's calling from Santee this morning. Good morning, Bob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Bob?
Really, really, really looking forward to Long Beach on Wednesday. Two questions regarding the new tranks. One, is the reel foot mounted, is the reel foot cast into the frame of the reel, or is it a separate metal bracket? And two, what are your thoughts on the level wind, as in the Calcuttas, where the level wind goes back and forth during the cast as opposed to a stationary during the cast?
The reel foot is part of the frame, so that answers that question.
Okay, cool.
And the level wind stays in position. It does not move side to side.
What are your thoughts on that as far as, I mean, line, like if the level wind's on one side and the line's coming off the other side, is there any issues with that?
No. In all of my years of experience, it's always kind of like one of those things where somebody says it's better to have it move, and somebody says it's stationary. I've used both, and I've yet to have somebody
see any dip.
You can't feel it. You can't see it. I mean, the line's coming off the reel so fast anyways. I've never seen a benefit of having it, you know, disengage.
Right.
Or, you know, it's – and that's just my personal experience. But,
sure.
You know, I fished quite a bit, and I've never seen where one is better than the other.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up we talk to John calling us from Huntington. Hey, John, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, John. Thanks for hanging in there.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just got a Talica 22-speed.
Sweet.
I got a Therese 74XXH for it. But I was thinking, I don't have any Spectra on it. I was curious what you thought would be the best all-around investment online for that reel, you know, for fishing locally on private boats and also on the party boats.
Yeah, I would really look into that new Max Quattro. I mean, that it's just awesome.
Uh-huh.
100-pound Max Quattro.
Game changer.
Yeah, it's like 80-pound diameter, 100-pound strength. You're going to get a pile of line on it. It's going to last a really, really long time. That would be my recommendation for sure, would be 8 or 100-pound Max Quattro. Ricky, what do you...
I have 100-pound hollow ace on mine. I'm with Robbie. I mean, I didn't have the option of doing Max Quattro when I bought my reel and put it on, and the problem with hollow ace is it lasts forever, you know. So
yeah.
So I have 100-pound hollow ace. I like doing a lot of insert style connections. I like the idea of being able to splice the loop into my hollow. We hardly talked about it today because Max Quattro has so many killer properties as far as skinny diameter and strong. You pack more on it. One thing we didn't mention is how great hollow ace is to work with. As far as all of your splicing loops, insert style connections, I think it's the best ever. And so I have 100-pound hollow ace on mine, and I'm really happy with it.
So if you use Max Quattro, do you just do a bimini and then a loop-to-loop connection?
That's what I do,
Is that the best way to do that? Yeah, is that what
you
do, Robbie?
Absolutely.
Yeah, all right. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a brand-new Shimano Terramar rod plus tickets to Fred Hall Show. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Fishing, Gen Rin is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibran electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fish report, and more, check out TeamGenRin.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest Aftec fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone, but you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
It's Fred Hall Show time, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. If it's Shimano you're after, look no further. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the largest selection in the show. Talica, Trinidad, Twin Power, Torium, Terramar, Power Pro, Tackle Bags, and more. That's Shimano and Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, two tickets going to Fred Hall Long Beach Show again March 1st through the 5th at the Long Beach Convention Center, and a brand new Shimano Terramar 80mh rod is going to Matt in Newport. Matt, you're going to love that new Shimano Terramar. They're awesome.
Pick it up. You get to go see the new Shimano, the Shimano location. Go see the service guys. Maybe take a couple reels in for service.
That's a good idea.
While you're over there picking up the rod from Robbie.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, Robbie. Great job. Excited to see you at Fred Hall, the new booth location, Fred Hall, Long Beach. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, very, very exciting. It's cool, here again.
Yeah.
Right?
And, of course, you'll be at Del Mar, too. The rep group will be down there right across from the Let's Talk Hookup booth.
Yeah, I'll be there, too.
You'll be there, too. Okay, yeah, because you're our West Coast guy.
Yeah, trying to be.
Yeah,
to be.
You are the man. Well, in the meantime, of course, Shimano has a fantastic website, a lot of great social media and such like that. Shimano.com, right?
Shimano.com.
Yeah. All right, Robbie. Thanks again for all your hard work and great job and your input that you keep us going at Shimano there. And thanks again.
Thank you guys for having me.
All right. And thank you very much for listening today. Thanks to Teddy and Ryan on the other side of the glass today. And we'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Kevin Kelly from West Coast Marine, the Parker and Yamaha guy, will be in here talking boats and fishing with us 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. We'll see you right back here on the Mighty 1090.